push play on local
and be part of what your customers are already listening to.
KLMJ.
Spring in Iowa brings muddy boots, early mornings, and the hopes of a new season. Farmers work through unpredictable weather, long hours, and endless decisions. Each seed planted is a leap of faith. Through every challenge, First Bank Hampton has stood beside our farmers, offering support and understanding no matter the size of the operation. Hi, this is Tom Abbas. This spring, let us help your farm grow stronger with our flexible ag loans and tailored solutions. Stop in or call today to discover how First Bank Hampton can be part of your story every step of the way. Member FDIC.
At First Bank Hampton, we believe in supporting our communities and our kids. That's why we offer products like the NextGen app. If you've got kids, download it today. This is First Bank Hampton President Tyler Herron, and that support of our communities is also why we're proud to sponsor the Radio on the Go Newsmaker program. Informative, local, and timely information Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ and available at radioonthego.com. With today's Newsmaker interview, here's Mitch Williams.
This afternoon, we are joined by Lynn Seba, a resident in the Clarion Golfio Dow School District. She was part of a contingent that went to Kosovo here a couple of weeks ago. You heard about that here in the news, that members of the FFA chapter at CGD, their FFA advisor, they had some residents go along. Of course, Superintendent Joe Nelson was part of that contingent as well. And Lynn, thanks a lot for joining us here this afternoon to talk about the trip.
Sure. Happy to be here.
So, Lynn, I guess first and foremost, they've taken a couple of trips already because the sister city relationship was signed a few years ago. But how is it decided who gets to go on these trips? Because you're saying every so often there are members of the community that go. So how is that decided first?
Yeah, so the sister city relationship was something that was set up between the city of Clarion and the city of Unic in Kosovo in 2022. And the initial trip when they signed the agreement to become sister cities, we had the mayor and some other community leaders that went on that. And Joe Nelson was part of that group that went initially, our school superintendent. So once they've set that up, you know, it's meant to give us cultural exchanges and get us connections and actually go and meet the people that live in our sister city, spend time with them, invite them back to Clarion so that we can develop a relationship with another country and we can learn about their culture. They can learn about our culture. Once we develop those personal relationships with people that grew up not speaking English as their first language, but they have most of the individuals we met over there, the Kosovars, are very well versed in English. We've got school children who are learning English starting in kindergarten. And one of the things that we've done actually on the past two trips, we've collected school books, just basic from kindergarten easy readers all the way through high school. The things that we would find in our school library that would be interesting to students. And what we find is when we take things like that and gift them to the students over in Unic, it helps them develop their English language skills and it helps them understand a little more of our American culture, and they appreciate it because their library is very sparse compared to what we have here in Clarion.
So next I have with the trip itself, I guess, what is daily life like there? In visiting Clarion the last couple of times when they've hosted leading members of the consulate office, Des Moines Embassy, I say, of Kosovo anyway, they talked about daily life there. It is different. I guess, how is that different for you seeing that firsthand, I guess, Lynn?
Yeah, it's a much slower pace. It was very refreshing, very family-oriented within the town of Unic. A lot of families there that have been there several generations, and they frequently gather. We didn't have the hustle and bustle that we normally experience here in Iowa, and that was really refreshing for us and for our students. We got to see some historic areas. We went to memorials that were there. We went to farms. We got to see, you know, how they're living. And I will tell you that as Americans, we have a lot of stuff. And in Kosovo, they don't have all that stuff. But you know what? They are happy. They're well fed, very healthy. We did a lot of walking. Walking and being in the outdoors is really important to the Kosovars. And the food was fantastic. It was fresh. We had bread every meal. We had fresh vegetables. We had cheeses that were local. It was nice.
Local produce. And if I remember Mr. Nelson saying this too, we are beef, pork here, essentially, among other. But, you know, what's kind of your main entree there for meat? Is it, did I hear lamb was one of the possibilities? What was that, Lynn?
Yeah, we had lamb meat and goat meat were possibilities on the menu. Beef was available on the menu. where we were in Paya, there are a lot of trout farms. You've got the mountain streams, and trout was a popular item on the menu there.
Again, we are joined by Lynn Seba, a resident in the Clarion Gulf Yadao School District. She was part of a contingent that went to Kosovo a couple of weeks ago. Again, it's part of that sister city relationship with the city of Unit Kosovo and obviously the city of Clarion established a few years ago. And FFA students went on this trip. I guess we don't want to really talk too much about this, but I guess elaborate a little bit on that here, Lynn.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So there were eight FFA students. My daughter was one of them, and I was one of the three adult chaperones. And additionally, the FFA Ag Advisor, Angie Charlson, was part of the trip as well. And so this trip was really organized by that group. What we do with the Sister City Relationships is an encouragement for different groups within the community to come together and find a way that you can plan a trip and go meet the Kosovars, have a mission with your trip, and develop that relationship. And so they spent about a year doing fundraising and getting together, talking to members of the community. They had a lot of support from Versova, which is a local ag company, and that really helped push them over the fundraising limit so the trip was a reality for them. And these students that went, some of them, it was their first international experience. Actually, probably most of them it was. I know we had a couple that had been on a school-led trip previously, but it was to a different area. It was an English-speaking country. I think they went to England and Scotland. So this was something new to land in a country where Albanian was the primary language spoken. It was an adventure for all of them and a 9-hour plane ride.
I bet. And I got to talk to some of those students. Logan Leglider and Adeline Howell were two of the students. They talked about the possibilities for this, learning about agriculture there. So very important for the students. And I guess more on that sister city relationship and talking with Mr. Nelson, he was hoping this fostered, not just a trip for certain students, but every student in the school district at some point may have an opportunity to go if they so decide. Your kind of thoughts on that as more trips are possibly planned down the road for students at CGD and residents and the like too.
Yeah, absolutely. The Kosovars are so welcoming, and those in UNIC, they're willing to open their homes, open the school. The places to stay, surprisingly affordable. Southeastern Europe right now is a safe place to travel. You will find the American dollar really goes a long way when we're over there.
And I guess what was the residence like for you guys? Where would you kind of staying? Because do I just say, you can't really say hotel, I guess, here, Lynn. What was that
Yeah,
like?
we actually were. I mean, where we stayed on this particular trip, we stayed in, they were kind of resort type areas. They were cabins. We were in the off season, so that made a difference for us because we were pretty much the only guest in one of the locations. And so, of course, we were given the royal treatment because the Americans were here and we were the only guests there. And we were in the off season, so it was very affordable for us to be there. But that was in Paya and then also outside of UNIC. And they were just like little cabins. And so we split into three different cabins.
Lynn, we like to talk about weather here in Iowa. What was the weather like there when you went out?
Mild. So while we were, this is great. While we were in Kosovo, we were looking at 40s and 50s for the highs, and I don't think it ever dipped below freezing. And while we were gone, there was a blizzard.
Yeah.
And there was probably a 50 degree at least swing in temperature. Between the time we left, you had a blizzard, and the time we returned, and it was going to go up to 80 degrees the day after we got back. So it was fun to share that with them because their temperature does not have the wild swings that we do here in the Midwest. And they were very amused by that when we would share pictures from home because everything's connected. We've got Wi-Fi almost everywhere we go. And so the kids are Snapchatting back and forth and they're talking to mom and dad and family members and seeing pictures of what the snow looks like in the yard. And we're looking at green grass and a beautiful day. The only day that we saw snow was when we went out Mount Jervica. So one of the Kosovars in our group, the middle school principal for the school in UNIC, is part of a ski group, and they had access to the snowcats, and they took us up on the mountain in snowcats, like you would go if you're going to do the backcountry skiing in the mountains, and they have a club that actually does that. And so they had arranged for us to go up Mount Jervica, and there were 2 meters of snow that day on the mountain.
Wow. Yeah, it sounds like there's quite a scene to see too in Kosovo. One last thing too, I found it funny. Mr. Nelson did say, when you stop and say just hi to someone on the street in Kosovo, you don't just keep walking. Sometimes that turns into a half hour, hour conversation over coffee too. I don't know if you got to experience that at all.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They love to visit with the Americans, and I mean that's an event. You sit down for coffee. You know, it's not like a grab and go that we do here in the United States, where you're doing the drive through the coffee window. No, you sit down at a table and you can sit for coffee for 30, 40 minutes, sometimes an hour, and it's just a relaxing, and you can exchange ideas and have good conversation. All of our meals were that way. And I think the students really did adapt, you know, and they got accustomed to sitting down and sharing. And I hope that they come back and, you know, we take a little bit more time at our tables so that we aren't rushed as much as we normally are.
Yeah, you said that top of the interview. Things were slowed down there. They enjoy things at a much slower pace. So, again, we were joined by Lynn Seba, resident in the Clarion Gulfview Now School District. She was an adult chaperone for their recent trip to Kosovo as part of that sister city relationship with UNIT Kosovo. And Lynn, before we let you go, anything else you'd like to add about the trip that you just went on?
It was fantastic. I had traveled when I was in college, and I've been here in Iowa, very grounded, raising my family. So this was the first time in a long time that I had been internationally traveling. But it is one of those experiences that I think everyone should do. You know, take some time to get out of your comfort zone, take a 9-hour plane trip, and it will really change your life. And for those that want to hear in detail what these FFA kids did, because I'm going to tell you, these kids were amazing in the way that they communicated with everyone and what they did on this trip. They are going to do a presentation at the high school Friday, April 10th at 7 p.m. And it's open to the public. They have a lot of pictures that they put together, and it will be something to see.
All right, keep that in mind. April 10th there in Clarion. Lynn, thanks a lot for joining us to talk about the trip.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, our thanks to Lynn Seba for joining us on the Newsmaker program.
Thank you, Mitch. At First Bank Hampton, we're proud of our strong tradition in supporting Hampton, Franklin County, and surrounding communities. Between offering products like the NextGen app to help our kids learn about money, to sponsoring local informative content like the Newsmaker program, First Bank Hampton will always remain invested in your interests. To hear today's interview in its entirety, listen on demand at radioonthego.com or in the Radio On The Go mobile and TV apps. Newsmaker is a local news program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton.
Every home holds a story. Maybe yours is in the kitchen where feeling recipes are passed down, or the living room where laughter echoes through the seasons. Sometimes those beloved spaces need a little extra care. Hi, this is Stephanie Williams. Whether it's fixing a leaky roof after a tough storm or finally creating the cozy bedroom you've dreamed about, First Bank Hampton is here to help. For a limited time, we're offering a special rate on HELOC and home improvement loans to make turning those dreams into reality easier than ever. Visit me today and take the first step toward a home that fits your family's story. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.